Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Appreciate you guys being back with us, and it's good to be back. We just left the retirement party from Galen, and it was beautiful. It was a tear in your eye. Were you emotional, Leroy?
I was happy for Lynn.
I was happy for him, too.
You know, it just, I mean, he's, listen, he has his little quirks, but he's a good dude. He means well, right? He is, what Lynn is good at is keeping the peace. He doesn't, like, he doesn't upset the apple cart.
Handsome Davy says, bunch of hobnobbers. Yeah, yep. That's fair. I was hobnobbing a little bit. You know what pissed me off, though? My food got walled off like a zone defense.
Right.
I was like, I was there. I was hobnobbing. I started eating, and then I was hobnobbing, so then I stopped eating. And then the speech started, and then basically when the speeches started, I was away from my food, and then there was a wall guarding up my food, and I couldn't get back to my food or my beer.
You should have said something. I would have gotten it for you.
There was so many people. Well, I couldn't go because the speeches were going, and then the tribute video was going.
You should have just said, excuse me.
But I would have gotten it for you or something.
People were yapping and being rude.
I know, but I put my food up against the bar bar wall. You know, it was just guarded off. There was nowhere to go. And then people wanted to hobnob with me. I just want my chicken wings.
I'm sorry.
I have more.
I can give you some.
No, it's all right. It's over now.
I'll get.
You know?
No, it's not. It'll be in the kitchen in a minute.
Yeah.
Dade South says, was there a Zagoogles incident? No.
No,
that would have gotten us fired.
No,
unless the old Bobby Portis interview cursed.
I hope not. I mean, we weren't here for it. So
he didn't curse the last time, so we're good.
I got to tell you, it's like one of the cool things about working here is there's literally a group of people you enjoy hanging out with, and there's a group of people you have to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But our group of people that we enjoy hanging out with is pretty big.
Yep.
So from that standpoint, every workplace doesn't have that.
No. Right? No, every workplace does not have that.
And so that's what makes it cool.
We're lucky to have what we have here.
And I would hate when they run me up out of here. I think that's what I would hate more than anything. Not
the people?
Not doing the job. Like the people. I don't have a lot of.
So let me get this straight. The people you like, they can get to your creamer. The ones that you don't, they don't get the combination.
And I don't even.
The phonies.
And they have been. They've come up to me and said, "Hey, can I get some creamer?"
No.
And they go, "Why not?" I said, "You're the reason why we got to put the creamer in the box."
This is where we draw the line.
They don't respect the creamer.
They don't respect the creamer.
But this is the kind of peace we don't have being brokered by Len anymore, because he's like, "Hey, can you give him the creamer code?" No.
Yeah, that's what Len would go. Look. I just heard from so and so. He's kind of upset you wouldn't give him the creamer code. And then I'd be like, tell him kick rocks.
Right.
Like, we'll go.
Dealing with children here.
Right. Not everyone likes dark roast.
He goes, calm down. Everything's okay. I think he's told me to calm down more times.
Mm.
Or what's his favorite line? I know.
Oh, man, I love you guys. Oh,
yeah. I know. But yeah, so he only got mad at me once.
Joe Dirt says, creamer code. Wow, that's petty.
No, hey,
it's
buddy.
Not petty.
There's
buddy,
a safe
no,
in the fridge, you guys. See, you don't know what's going on here.
You don't understand this workplace. We have scavengers.
We do.
Right?
That
go into the refrigerator, and if it's not theirs, they'll still use it. Right? Listen, I've gone over to Joe's house and gotten $20 from him because we know he's one of the culprits.
Yeah, that's
true. Give me $20. I'm going to get some creamer.
I want to get to this, okay? So I've been getting asked by one of our listeners, and we'll get into Dolphins and Heat. We're just kind of reset. We're doing some silly stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big fantasy football player.
Uh-huh.
I like gambling, you know, which is what fantasy football is, but I like the regular old gambling.
Yeah.
So I don't play fantasy football anymore.
I quit it. It sucks. I like,
now that we can all really gamble,
I don't.
What's
have,
the point?
Well, it's not that. I am not gonna stay with it long enough and look at trades and all that stuff. Like, I like to pick my team and that's fun and see how they do and that's it. I'm not on the waiver wire or, and like, no. Like, all these guys are like, they want to be GMs. They want to have action every week trading and picking up players.
So, Keith, he asked if I can pick the draft order, if our show can pick the draft order for his fantasy draft. So, I have the names.
That's fun.
All right. I have the names.
All right.
And
are we going to get a pumpkin? And pull them out of a pumpkin?
No, I was just going to say, I said, we're going to pick them by name. Like, whoever has the name, you guys can pick, we're going to pick the order.
Okay.
All right, we got the ghost of Tua Past.
No.
He's
a ghost.
What do you mean? So, no, you're not giving him the number one pick?
No, he's a ghost.
Okay.
But I need to hear the other ones before we pick
Brick by brick. This one's a little dicey. Watts under the table, under the towel. You know what you guys did.
That's a good one.
Chasen Dubes, King of Kings, London on the Track, A-Rod's Last Ride, Too Legit to Quit, Purple Rain, as in, Rain of the Kingdom, and then Burrowhead. Can I just say right now?
No. The last one?
No, you better.
They're getting the last
Burrowhead, 10th pick. Congratulations, Burrowhead.
Oh my!
You already
goodness.
Know that was thrown.
Okay.
In
oh, you knew that was coming.
So, Burrowhead is last.
Burrowhead is 10th. Picking 10th.
Can we pick?
Who's number one?
What's under the table? Come on, guys.
What's under the towel?
Yeah.
What's under the towel? The diciest one.
Yeah.
He gets to be number one. Number two. You want Ghost of Tua's Past? Pick brick by brick. Chasen Dubes, King of Kings, London on the Track, A-Rod's Last Ride, Too Legit to Quit, Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain's number two. Okay, there you go, Keith. So. One is Watts under the towel. Two is Purple Rain. Three, Brick by Brick, Chasen Dubes, Kings of Kings.
Gotta do Chasen Dubes.
Chasen Dubes is
Isn't
number
it
three.
Dubs?
I don't know. He spelt it Dubes.
How does he spell it?
D O U B S.
Isn't it
Dobbs?
No,
that's Dobbs.
No, Dobbs is two B's.
Yeah, it doesn't. Dobbs?
Dobbs.
Chasen Dobbs?
I don't know.
Well,
whatever.
He can't be third now because he didn't even say it right. We don't even know how to pronounce it.
He's ninth. Chasen Dobbs, you can buy it. You're banned
tonight. For being confusing.
Confusing.
Yep.
Confusing.
Okay, so we have.
You're almost third.
Number three, Brick by Brick, King of Kings, London on the Track, A-Rod's Last Ride, Too Legit to Quit.
I like London on the Track.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're fourth now, London on the Track.
Okay.
Okay, fifth, Brick by Brick.
Okay.
Okay.
You okay?
A-Rod's Last Ride, sixth.
Okay.
Who's seventh?
King of Kings.
King of Kings, then A-Rod.
And then do we do Ghost of Tua's Past?
No, not yet.
That should be number nine.
That should be number nine.
Well.
I already made Chasen Dubes,
that's
though.
Exactly.
Okay.
So he's third to last. He's eight.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that that's the list?
So we got Burrow and Tua, or nine and ten.
No.
No.
Oh. Eight
no.
And ten.
Dubes is nine.
Okay.
Tua is eight.
Which is the best list he's been on.
Yep.
Well, technically, if you have 10 guys in the draft, Tua would be 12.
All right, there you go, Keith. That's your order. Congratulations. We're here to consult anybody's fantasy draft who needs an order, but we're going to base it by names.
Oh, his was too...
Oh, damn.
Reap what you sow. Sorry, Keith.
What happened?
Keith is the one who reached out. It's his league, so he's like, damn it.
Oh, and he's last?
Well, because he used the Tua name.
Oh.
Well, listen, I hope you didn't change it from the one you sent me, which I said you can't do that one because we're going to get canceled. So, and that wasn't the Watts under the towel either.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, it was worse?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't hear that.
Especially
for me.
Can I just tell
you? Leroy could have gotten away with it.
Oh.
See, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something about Tobin. The guy will pretty much play a bit any kind of way. But if it infringes on, he is like, if it's close, it doesn't even have to, if it just grazes on the periphery, he's like, you want to read this one?
Yeah. Like, that's what I was going to do if he didn't change it.
Right? So that's
C4.
It's one of the things that is most amazing about you. I just can't, because we'll be out and about and I'll just mess with him. Say, Tobes.
Dan South says, like accents, there's some he won't touch.
He goes, I go, Tobes, we'll be at the buffet. Tobes, there's a lot of watermelon over here. You know? he would just look up. Nope.
I already felt bad about the C4 thing, man.
That day was hilarious, actually.
We'll take a break.
I just don't understand. Like, and this is from me, a guy who's very sensitive about certain things that's involved. Like, I know you, right? And he still is so skittish around just any topic, anywhere we go. Like, it could just be me and him whispering. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, hey, Tobes, look. He says,
mm-mm. As he should be.
I'm not really emotionally ready to answer that right now.
Don't find me.
We'll take a break. We'll get you caught up with all the things happening in sports, everybody. Our headlines are coming on up. Dolphins wrapped up their final day of, technically today's the last day of training camp. So the last day of training camp today.
Oh, break camp day.
Today's break camp day.
Oh, that was my favorite day, except, you know, you only breaking camp around the corner. Mm-hmm. We broke camp an hour and a half away.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We were in Mankato State.
What the hell is that?
Yeah. It's a little college up north.
Take a break. We're back after this.